Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. This is where you get 1 week worth of information in just one setting. I'm your host, and I just want to welcome you again onto the show with, my girl, Lucy Abreu. You're tuning in to News You Can Use, and again, I want to welcome you on. Now, if you are listening in the archives, you know we're live 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 909-265-9189 if you want to check out a live show and call in, send us an email, check us out in chat in our chat room or any of that stuff. You know, you're always welcome to join the program. Now, on this program, I didn't talk about this last week, but Beyonce breaks records again on YouTube during her last show, which was in Coachella, but we'll talk about that. The Waffle House hero, who disarmed restaurant shooter, raises $165,000 for victims' families. And nearly 80% of hair products aimed at black women contain chemicals linked to cancer, infertility, and obesity. Yes, and scientists have created a plastic that can be recycled without degrading, and Amazon begins delivering packages directly to customers' cars across the U.S. Now, we have that this week in court and much more. But again, I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News for your, I guess we'd like to call it your weekly news summary. Now, our first story, E. coli is linked to romaine lettuce, has now sickened 84 people. That's 31 more people across the U.S., according to the CDC. Now, they said the germ came from Arizona, but it's using a genome sequencing to narrow down the specific location in Arizona, I guess, so they can put romaine lettuce back on the menu. But right now, E. coli is linked directly to romaine lettuce. That's why you're not seeing it at your local Chipotle and all those other restaurants, because you can't use it if it's from, I guess it's Lima, maybe, Arizona. I can't remember what city in Arizona it is, but you can't get Arizona lettuce, romaine lettuce, anyway. Now, American Airlines remains the world's most valuable airline brand. That's according to a new annual study. Now, Delta Airlines is the second most valuable brand according to the rankings, and United comes in third. So the top three carriers are U.S. carriers. Now, I don't know. You know, actually, they did a story about the safety record, but I don't know what that is right now. I didn't pull it up, so just wanted to shout those three out. Ford announces that it will drop all but two of its passenger car models. Now, the Mustang and the Focus from North America dealers, as it is saying, is doubling down on SUVs and pickups. So Ford has announced yesterday that the Mustang and Focus Active will soon be the only regular cars available in Canada and the U.S. dealerships. I can't remember, you know, any more Ford cars except for the Crown Victoria back in the days, so I won't date myself. I guess I just have. But, you know, Ford has announced that. I don't know until they – I think the story was until they get another model that actually became more popular in the U.S., they are not building any more besides those two cars. Google and Facebook – are following in the footsteps of the other tech giants by changing their pistol emojis into a toy water gun. So Google said the new emoji would appear on their new Android update, and Microsoft has joined the group of tech giants who are abandoning realistic handgun emojis in favor of toy water guns. So the company, Microsoft, unveiled a new water gun emoji on Wednesday. So there you go. Everybody is, I guess the NRA is not going to boycott the emojis. I'm sure they'll probably put up their own emojis now. So we'll see how this is going to go. Now, Amazon has released its first Echo device for kids. Now, they call the Echo Dot Kids Edition. It comes in three colors, including parental controls, and is packed with a bunch of child-friendly content. It will cost you $80. Now, this sounds like a really bad idea, but I'm just doing the news. They're having their own Echo, you know. So if you want your kid to be able to talk to your credit card, well, I can see how this is going to play out now. Echo, order me a new whatever new toy is on the market, and when it comes to the house, someone's going to complain that they didn't order it. So we're going to see how this is going to work. But it's, hey, much more power to you. I don't even know how to end that story, but more power to you if you choose to get that for your kids, a new Echo. All right, Google launched the redesigned Gmail with self-destructing messages, email snoozing, and smart replies. Now, here's how to get it first. Now, global users will be invited to opt in to new changes from today, but most can opt in by going to settings and selecting try the new Gmail. And I haven't seen the new service. I don't use Gmail, so technically I'll have to ask someone to see how that works. But if you want to go and you don't receive an invite to opt in, you can also go to your settings and try the new Gmail. But it's going to give you self-destructing messages. Now, I guarantee you that Google still has a copy of your messages, so don't get fooled by the self-destruct. Now, a study of 5,885 apps meant for children on Google Play Store found that over half the apps were improperly collecting data on kids. And many of the apps were downloaded 750,000 times. So be careful when you start getting apps on the Google Play Store. And in a new study that came out while I'm doing this story, this is a new study in the same news cycle, that over 1 million U.S. children had their identity stolen in 2017, according to this study. Even more worrisome, two-thirds of children identity fraud victims are younger than 8 years old. So, again, putting your kids' information on social media and all of that good stuff, there is children identity theft that is running rapid. Over 1 million children last year. U.S. autism rates spiked 15% last year. Like, this is new data that revealed that 1 in 59 American children suffer from autism spectrum disorders, as prevalence has spiked more than threefold in the last two decades. This is according to the CDC. There was no other good news inside of that, but just, I guess we're just throwing out raw numbers today. Now, another science news. You know, scientists created a plastic that can be recycled indefinitely without degrading. Now, researchers from Colorado State University has developed a chemical recycling method that breaks plastic down into building blocks that can be purified and turned back into plastic And I don't know if that's good news, but I guess I guess with people, you know, not recycling, that is good news that you can kind of recycle plastic. So there you have it. All right, you're listening to EsprNet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. I want to say hey to everyone on the line and also to my brother, Coach Dean. Today is Coach Dean's birthday, so shout out to that kid if you're tuning in or if you're catching us in the archives. Didn't forget about your birthday. Never did. So I want to shout out Coach Dean on his birthday. Now, if you want to check us out in chat, you can go in there. If you want to email us any questions or comments throughout the week, feel free. It's news@soulofsyracuse.com if you want to send us any kind of news stories. Thought I'd put that out there. I'm not encouraging. I'm not saying that they're all going to be played on the air. I'm going to read them on the air, but just wanted to know you do have an opportunity to send your information. Now, on that note, let's go to the phone lines and bring in the commish, Kathleen. How are you? And
hey.
How are you? I was going to say, and how are you from your, do you still have jet lag is what I wanted to really say. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but how are you feeling?
I'm so tired. I am so tired. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I've got a quarter of one eye open.
Oh, no. Okay, so. So, you know,
but I'm
Kathleen
good.
May only be with us for like about 10 minutes, so that's cool. It does not matter.
Gosh. It's so funny because I'll fall asleep, and I've been falling asleep since like 7 o'clock, but then I'll be wide awake at 2 a.m.
Now, what is the time what's the time difference there?
Kenya is 7 hours ahead. So I'd be getting up like right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you'll just be getting up now, right? Okay.
I'd be getting up right now, right. So I'm still falling asleep like 6-7 o'clock in the evening. And
right.
Regardless of when I go to bed, I'm awake. At like last night, I woke up 2:30 in the morning, and then I was like, okay, I'm not getting up this time now because the other nights I just couldn't go back to sleep. So I was able to go back to sleep till 4. And then I was wide awake.
See, I had to bring you in early. I'm glad you hit one in the line because I had to bring you in early because I didn't know how long you were going to be up. It'll be like 10 minutes,
yeah.
And she was there a second
no
ago,
telling.
And she's gone now.
No.
Oh, no.
This is the latest I've been up since I got back.
Really? Oh, man. All
yeah,
right.
So,
you know.
So I'm slowly moving back into East Coast time, but, you know, bear with me.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do until you pass right out. Now, I don't know, since you just got back, I don't know if you heard about the story of the shooting at the Waffle House in, what city was that? Oh, I can't even remember what city it was. But there was some armed guy comes into the Waffle House, kills 4 people, comes in there at 3 a.m., and there was 3 black people and 1 Hispanic, and, of course, the shooter was a white male. And this guy, James Shaw, who's they're calling the hero of the story, he was coming out of the restroom, saw the guy shooting. He had an AR-15, and all he did was drop the barrel of the gun a little bit, and James Shaw snatched the gun away, wrestled him, took the gun away, threw it behind the counter, and the guy ran off. This guy, Travis Rinkin. And so after all of that, a little injury, they catch the suspect. Of course, did not shoot him or kill him or injure him. He was caught in the woods with a backpack, some guns, some other stuff. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, although the news and the sheriffs, and they kept saying how psychotic the guy was or how he had mental problems, the first thing he did when the police caught him was say, I want an attorney. I think that should immediately disqualify you from pleading insanity. You're not crazy when you get caught and your first response is, I want an attorney.
Yeah.
So, the guy is Travis Ranking, I think it is, Ranking or something. And but Shaw, the guy who disarmed him, raised $165,000 for the victim's family. He started a GoFundMe. Not only did he disarm the guy, take the gun from him, an AR-15, not a pistol or shotgun. He took it from him, and then he went and raised $165,000 for the families. I think they should be raising money for him.
Wow.
I know how that looked, you know, a selfless act and all of that good stuff, but and good on him to want to do that, but he kind of deserves a little more credit. Although he says, you know, he's not a hero and all of that other good stuff, we need to kind of respect that guy. So I need to make sure I say his name, James Shaw. He was the guy who was the hero in that situation.
That's awesome. Wow, what's going on here? Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
I think that was all confusing. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I bring you on when I start to do the bad stories than that one. so you might have, that might have been your whistle to like plug your ears for the next story.
Yeah. Oh no.
But
okay.
I'm gonna.
All right.
Okay, no. This was not bad that way. I'm going to skip that story. I'll get to that later. But, you know, Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends on Thursday morning, and he said that his attorney, Michael Cohen, representing him with this crazy Stormy Daniels deal, he pivoted from his previous denial of the acknowledgement about a non-disclosure agreement. So he said he didn't know about it at first with the adult film actress. I won't call her a star because they like to call her a porn star or something like that. But Stephanie Clifford, or AKA Stormy Daniels, is what they call her. Now, he's saying that he had no idea what was going on. But then he goes on TV this morning and then says, oh, yeah, Michael Cohen is representing me with that crazy Stormy Daniels deal. So you know what happened? Stormy Daniels' attorney went to court and filed to get him deposed. That's like, that was not smart. So, again, oh, you were gone doing all of this. Now, so you know a little bit about this case?
Well, I mean, I know about the $130,000 that the guy said that Trump said he didn't know anything about, and this guy said the guy said that the Trump didn't know anything about it. He just paid it, and that lawyers do that all the time, and every lawyer is screaming at the top of their lungs, "No, we don't. We don't do that ever."
Don't
I,
pay
I know
anybody.
About that, and I know, no. Come on. And then
right.
I know about the fact that Trump didn't sign it, and they're saying that it's not valid if he didn't sign it, and his name was Dick Dastardly or something on the thing. And
yeah, his alias. I can't remember what it was.
All kinds of iterations of that. I don't know anything beyond that.
Okay, so after that, you know,
I know his house was raided.
Yeah, so his attorney, Michael Cohen's house was raided, and apparently they found at least 16 cell phones were seized by the FBI and federal prosecutors. 16.
Active?
No. They said they had old BlackBerries, and so they said they're at least taking them back 10 years. So I guess he was known for recording his clients. You know, sometimes you record people on phones. The FBI has all of that stuff now, right? Because, I mean, I'm not going to say how many former cell phones I have around here, but you know how you keep an old cell phone? So he had to have phones that he had that he was doing business. Like, he's a real estate guy, I guess, too. So he must have been doing some shady business to have so many loose phones around. But they found 16 were seized by the FBI during the raids. Somebody's going to jail. And I'm going to say he's going to take that Trump guy with him. Because, you know,
okay,
I guess they're speculating.
They say the issue is that the issue is, I guess what you're saying is that on all of these phones, he's recorded various clients?
No, well, he said that he recorded clients and recorded conversations. They already knew that prior. But if he's going to, and he just announced last week that he was taking the fifth, like he was pleading the fifth, where he was not going to, in the Stormy Daniels case, it's a civil case, so he's pleading the Fifth Amendment because against self-incrimination, because he has the criminal case that the reason why the FBI raided his offices and his house because they didn't want him destroying evidence. And apparently they got 16 cell phones, so he didn't get a chance to destroy those. And Stormy Daniels' attorney went to court this morning to make sure that he was able to protect his client's interest so that they don't give him attorney-client privilege with the Trump stuff. So it seems convoluted, but Stormy Daniels actually went to court to protect the evidence in his case, in the civil trial, while they're sorting through what is attorney-client privilege on the criminal. So that's where all of this information is coming from, because her attorney is the one that said that the 16 cell phones were seized by the FBI and federal prosecutors. So the judge today, at the hearing today appointed a formal federal judge or selected a formal federal judge to ensure that files seized by the FBI are shielded, are not shielded by privilege. Or, I'm sorry, that are shielded by privilege. So
they are shielded, okay.
Yes, they want to make sure that they are. But Michael, I forgot her attorney's name, but Stormy Daniels' attorney wanted them to, I don't know what it's called. What is it called when you have another person come in to make sure that the evidence is not
tampered with?
Yeah, well, it's because since it's an attorney, they want to make sure that the FBI is not collecting privileged information. So they have what's called, I don't know what they call the person, but the judge did assign somebody who was supposed to be impartial to be able to tell the difference between the privileged information and the stuff that isn't, and then give the non-privileged information to the FBI.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and that's what the FBI has, what's called a taint team, that I found out, that they are supposed to be able to do that. So it's a different part of the FBI. They look at it, and then they give it to – they make the determination before they give it to the investigators. But in this case, the judge assigned another federal judge, a former federal judge, to look at it first before they gave it to the FBI.
Okay.
But anyway, it was just to protect his interest. Also, you know, while on the same news show, Trump bragged in an interview that that under his presidency, it angered – here's what he did. He said that during Obama's presidency, people in Iran was yelling death to America, but they don't do that now that he's there. He essentially is saying Iran is scared now of the U.S., so they don't say death to America no more since he's been president. And you know what Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or it's Khamenei, I think it's Khamenei again, said that his country would never yield to bullying attempts by the United States and urged Muslim nations to unite against the U.S. But they didn't say death to America in the street, so I guess he's doing a little bit better. Trump was losing his mind this morning. He was having a a breakdown on live television is what he was doing. So not only did he incriminate himself in a he's having another one. All right, now a Senate Judiciary Committee passed a bill Thursday that would protect the politically biased removal of the current and future special counsels, including Robert Mueller, who was investigating the Russia interference of the 2016 election. So the bill passed 14-7, winning the favor of all Democrats on the committee as well as four Republicans. But Senate Majority Leader, well, they wanted to protect Robert Mueller from being fired, or any special counsel is what it says, but it would include Robert Mueller, right, from politically based removal of special counsels. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he's not going to bring it to the floor because he does not believe that Trump will fire him. So although they passed it out of committee.
Is that before or after Giuliani got involved?
That was both. I think he said it before Giuliani, but
yeah.
Giuliani,
okay.
If there is nothing funnier to me than the high praise that people give Giuliani. I never understood it. I remember he ran for governor one time, and I kept saying, why do people think that Giuliani will win statewide? I don't think people in New York City like Giuliani. I don't think.
Oh, my God.
And he, yeah, it, you know, here's a, on a side note, I was actually doing a campaign, and the campaign, they were Republicans, and they were trying to convince the candidate to let Giuliani come and do a fundraiser. And I said, oh, that's not going to happen. I overruled that because I'm like, there is no way you are going to win with Giuliani backing you. And they were like, no, they just want to bring him in for a fundraiser. And I was like, no. That's going to get out. Giuliani, yeah. It, I guess because the hardliners will pay money to go see him, but whatever to them. So anyway, yeah. So it was unclear if the House would pass that bill, and they know that Ms. McConnell doesn't even want to bring it up in the Senate, but they did pass it out of committee today. That was just for historical reference. Who knows what they're going to do with that. All right, now Jordan Peele won an Oscar for his original screenplay, Get Out, the great movie Get Out.
Yes,
the 39-year-old star took to Twitter in the midst of Kanye West's social media tirade over the last day or two. So Kanye apparently shares a picture of his $20 million Hidden Hills home with the Kardashian girl, right? And he captions it, does this look like the sunken place, referring to the movie Get Out? So screenwriter and director Jordan Peele retweeted the post and joked, getting inspired starts writing Get Out 2 by looking at Kanye's post. He became the joke. It's hilarious. But anyway, poor Kanye, we won't really go any farther than that. But there you go. I just wanted to make sure I did that story.
Oh, we won't?
Kanye.
We're not going any further than that? Okay.
Well, you can. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I don't know where to go with Kanye. He's a little, he just, you know, said that he loved Donald Trump, so I don't know where to go with Kanye from there. I'll let you handle it.
Well, I was listening to D.L. Hughley yesterday as they talked about it, and, you know, they had a question out to the listeners or to, you know, fans of the show, whatever, saying, can you support someone's work even though you disagree or seriously disagree with their political views? And I would say about 100% of the folks that called in said, absolutely not. You can't, or why would you? And, you know, they may have been one or two that said that they could. But from what I understand, how this whole thing started with a tweet to Kanye from John Legend, or at least the controversial part of it, a private tweet from John Legend to Kanye that he then made public and pushed back, saying that, you know, Legend was trying to manipulate him and all this other kind of stuff, and, you know, he loves Trump, and nobody's going to change that. So, I don't get it, but I don't get him. So I'm not that shocked that I don't get why he's enamored with this guy with the same dragon energy or whatever the heck he's talking about. I don't understand it.
Yeah, Kanye would not be considered a great thinker to me, so I actually don't pay any attention to that anything that Kanye does. But I can say that even in, you know, looking at this in a news, from a news perspective, I kind of think that just like Trump is wigging out, I think Kanye is too. Like, because if you can't, yeah, if you can't see the character flaws in Trump lying and being erratic and stuff, but you still love him, it's because you're probably pretty erratic too. That is my deductive reasoning in it. I'm like, what do you love about that? I mean, I was going to say a compulsive liar, but I think he's a little bit more delusional than, he's a liar and delusional, but I think it's more of an issue that, I mean, we can all prove his lies. So if anybody's listening has a problem with that, whatever to you, but you can see from day to day, he says, nope, I had nothing to do with Stormy Daniels. And then he says, oh, Michael Cohen is handling the stuff for Stormy Daniels. So obviously you knew something about it if he was handling it for you. And he has all these contradictory statements. And then he, he's just erratic. And Kanye, for him admiring that, seems kind of strange. You know, so I don't know what the big draw is, like why he would like him. It can't be money, because there's people who have money. And there's a question of how much money that Donald Trump actually has. So you can admire, I don't know, whatever the guy's from Omaha. What's his name? I can't even think of his name. But there's a lot more rich. There's a lot rich people. Bill Gates, the guy from Apple, like there was a lot of people who have a lot more money than Donald Trump. So Michael Bloomberg. So you don't have to admire him for the money, Kanye, is all I'm saying.
Right. I don't know if it's even that. Who knows? Who knows what floats Kanye West's boat? I have no idea.
Strange.
He's a strange bird.
Strange bird. Yeah, there you go. I know, I have to say I feel sorry for him more than anything else. Now, nearly 80% of hair care products aimed at black women contain chemicals linked to cancer, infertility, and obesity, according to a new study. Now, the research from the Silent Springs Institute in Massachusetts found that up to 78% of hair relaxers contain hormone-disrupting chemicals. And past studies suggest that those chemicals, which are used as preservatives, mimic estrogen and may cause cancer, weight gain, and reduce muscle mass. There's another chemical added that prolongs the product's shelf life that's been linked to breast cancer and ovarian cancer, as well as early menopause. So one out of 18 products analyzed, 11 contain chemicals that were banned under the EU, which is the European Union's cosmetic regulations, due to their links to cancer and female infertility. So
now these are relaxers, you
said? Just hair care products. They were saying some moisturizers, some relaxers, anything. Especially the ones that you use to as relaxers, but also some of the moisturizers. There's a chemical known as parabens. I don't know what that is, but those parabens. It's also in parabens. Yeah, Okay, so yeah, so they were just saying those things are linked to cancer, and it's a lot of those in black women's hair care products.
And those are in lotions and, you know, just hand lotion, facial creams, all of that stuff. Not just in black hair care products, but just general skin products, topical agents and so forth for women as well. But this is pretty disturbing. Do we need anything else to...
I know.
Really,
I know.
Do we need more stuff to put us at higher, at greater risk of obesity and cancer? Like, really?
Yeah. It's why sometimes we just have to laugh, just because technically we need one more thing to have to worry about. Yeah.
Yep. Have to keep from crying.
There you go.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now, researchers from the London School of Economics and Political Science found that a 10-point rise in the air quality index score correlated with an increase in crime. So the moral of this story is, the worse your air quality is, the more conditions they found that actually it promotes more crime, which is interesting, right? They were saying the health, that when you're unhealthy, you start acting a little bit more erratic and crazy, and there's more crime. This is like the third study that I've seen that said that.
Huh.
So, but this is in London. This one came from the London School of Economics and Political Science. But I've seen some U.S. studies that said the same thing, where there's and it's why, you know, people like Dick Gregory and Prince even talked about chemtrails and the fact that in areas that had high pollution, high chemical pollution, there was more violence in them. But there was just a new study that said there's a crime rate that rises when there's a lot of air pollution in concentrated areas. Yeah, it could be a lot of factors for that, but we'll just move on. Now, dark chocolate improves your eyesight, is what they're saying. Bars with more than 72% of cacao increases blood flow and sharpens your ability to read words and numbers. So indulging in a bar of dark chocolate was found to increase blood flow and improve vision significantly more than milk chocolate, according to the study that was published by optometrists in San Antonio, Texas. I didn't just make that up. That was, I don't know who the optometrist is either. They didn't really say who it was. Or I didn't record his name. But eat dark chocolate. We knew that was better for you anyway, from some past studies. Now, online streaming services Spoofy and Apple Music has become the music industry's single biggest revenue source. It overtook physical sales and digital downloads for the first time this year. Spoofy and Apple. You know, and actually they're making more physical records now too. They've started increasing the number of records that they actually sell, because people are going back to buying records.
Well, all righty.
I know. Hey, I don't know if I can dust out the old turntables for this jammy, but okay, I might have to work it out. Now, newly released rapper Meek Mill spoke humbly during his interview that aired yesterday on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. He was granted his freedom from prison for an unusually harsh prison sentence that triggered protests and it debated racial bias in the United States. I don't know why that just didn't cause the debate, but this is a part of the news story. That it,
isn't this
the
one
racial bias,
the judge wanted him to do a rap song with her name in it? Isn't that this one?
Yes, and so she gave him, what, 4 years for parole violation?
Yeah.
For a crime that was thrown out when he and yeah, you know he was ordered. Yeah, he was ordered out on bail. Now they didn't let him go, but Pennsylvania Supreme Court is where he was. The order came from, and but Meek Mill said, "I don't feel free. I didn't feel free since I was caught. Since I caught this case at the age of 19, 10 years ago." And Mill, jumped into a helicopter, went to the Philadelphia 76ers game, did some other stuff, but he said he hasn't had an ounce of shut-eye since he got out. He said it was actually like a culture shock coming from a small cell back into the real world. He said, I think my body has to adjust at this point. And it had to be a shock. Like, they're giving him the royal treatment for a minute, but he was actually thrown in jail unexpectedly for probation for a crime that was thrown out because he didn't do a rap song for the you're right. I think he was supposed to say her name in the song.
Right.
Initially, I thought she wanted him to work with somebody, but she clearly, yeah.
She clearly wanted him to write a rap with her name in it.
Man, I think if I was an artist, I don't think I want the judge being a fan or not a fan of mine. I just don't want them to listen to my music. like I don't want you to like me like that. It's like having a stalker. It's like I don't want nobody to love me like that. Like I'm cool, but yeah. Now, Gabrielle Union, the actress Gabrielle Union, took to Twitter on Tuesday with hopes that her husband, Dwayne Wade, would continue to play professional basketball after being eliminated from the playoffs. She said, I hope this isn't an end, but my God, at Dwayne Wade has a career that most people dream of. She said, damn, he's a legend and an icon, and he's cute, is what she wrote for her 4 million Twitter followers. Wade wrapped up his 15th NBA season, spent 13 seasons with Miami, won championships with them in 2006, 12, and 13, and he's been a 12-time All-Star and was the 2006 NBA Finals MVP and led the league in scoring in 2008 and 9. So he is definitely Hall of Fame category, Dwayne Wade. But it was cute that his wife is kind of – she's trying to keep him out of the house, I think. But she just said she wants him to stay in the NBA. He might be contemplating leaving. And I know. I had to be a little sarcastic because, I didn't understand why that made a news story. But, I'm just here to just report the news, I guess. Now, a Fresno State professor who made world headlines last week for calling the late Barbara Bush an amazing racist who raised a war criminal. Like, that was before she was buried when she passed away last week. She was able to keep her job, the university said. So Fresno State, they suspended her initially, but they said they're not firing her for saying that. And it's probably because she can prove that she was an amazing racist. her son was a war criminal. Like, you can't just say you want to torture people and go against the Geneva Convention and say, we just thought it was necessary. So, hey, she's still there. So shout out to I didn't say her name because I didn't record it. I didn't want to say her name again because I remember the fuss that it caused last week that you weren't here when Barbara Bush passed, right? So, when
she
passed.
No, but they talked about it in Africa.
Did they? Well, the thing was, as people started sending their started talking about it more, people kept saying things like, she was a great first lady and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, Barbara Bush ain't do nothing for nobody. She had a literacy program, but technically, that's minimal that you can do. Like, she didn't leave an impression. And we know that she said things like, after Katrina, that she, I can't quote her, but I know she said that the Astrodome had to be a better place than where they were, kind of thing. Like, it's better to live in Astrodome than it did in the projects, kind of thing. So so there's more things that shows that she was, people who like to save Europeans like to say things like that they were insensitive, but she was being racist because there was a certain segment that she was talking to. So anyway, so Barbara Bush got served by some professor and people got mad at her. But I'm glad she can stay in her job. Now the fashion, the fashion brand Prada released a T-shirt with the image of political activist Angela Davis as a part of their spring 2018 comic book inspired collection, and now it's for sale. But many people aren't happy about that design or the price, some saying that the brand is using Angela Davis as a way to make money. So one person tweeted, "The image, imagine thinking that you're woke AF and buying a Prada shirt with Angela Davis's likeness on it." Well, a person, you know, because they're costing, it's Prada, so it's a lot of money. Like, they sell coats now, an Italian label coat. Angela Davis coat is $1,700. So now they're selling T-shirts, trying to make about $80 using Angela Davis's image on Prada.
The coat by Prada with her face on it is $3,400.
Oh, well, I took this from a foreign paper, so they may have that may have been in euros, the 1700.
Maybe it was shillings or something crazy, right?
Yes, it was some other figure. Good Lord, it's $3,400.
I don't know anything by Prada that's $1,400. Maybe a pair of
shoes. Hey, well, I don't know if they're running the sale, but that's what they said in the news story. It was $17, so that's where I got it from. But yeah, matter of fact, maybe the T-shirt was actually $17, and they just got them mixed up. But
it
I didn't record all of the comments, but there were some really nasty ones out there, of people being not disappointed, but telling them to stop selling her image, trying to make money off of her when they're not down for helping the cause that Angela Davis was down for.
Well, she would have had to have given them permission.
Isn't she kind of a public figure? Yeah, they would have to still give it to her.
You still can't make money off of an image without permission. She could definitely sue them for that because they're selling her image. It's not like they're writing an article about her or something, and you know.
Right, and they're saying her name.
Yes.
Right, because it's not a photo of her. It's like a drawing of her, but it's still her because they identified her as Angela Davis. You know what I mean? So they can't say that since it's like a caricature or a cartoon of her that we don't have to pay her. They still have to pay her, right? You would think.
Yeah. They also have to have permission.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. They would have to have permission and pay her because I don't think she'd give permission and not pay him. Hopefully that's not the first time Angela Davis found out about it. But since that story just happened today, I'll keep an eye out for Angela Davis' response because she will respond to this. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Now, on Monday, Janet Jackson announced that she is adding 11 new U.S. dates to her State of the World tour this summer. The latest leg of her tour will kick off in Austin, Texas on July 11th. It includes stops in Arizona, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. It ends in Tampa on August 7th. So general public tickets go on sale starting tomorrow. So if you want to go see Janet Jackson, go see Janet Jackson. Now, I didn't do the Beyonce story yet, but did you see any of her performance at Coachella?
No.
On YouTube or anything?
No,
right.
I don't think
Beyonce.
I was here.
Yeah. No, you weren't here, but I didn't know if you saw like a clip of it because I know people were posting clips of her performance. Beyonce's Coachella performance not only broke YouTube records for whatever their live streaming service is, it was almost 500,000 streams, simultaneous streams, because they streamed it on YouTube. It was also, the attendance was 75% more than last year's headliner, Lady Gaga. So I don't know too much about her, but Beyonce broke records and had a huge crowd. And her stage performance included a drum line, people who stepped. She had an orchestra. She had a really big set with nearly 100 people, I guess, involved in just the stage side, like not the behind-the-scenes side. I know they auditioned and tried to get up to 100 dancers. So she put on a great show. And for anybody else who saw it, it was a really good show. So I won't talk about any of the controversy now. Since you didn't see it, Kathleen, we'll have to discuss this at some other time. But it was a really good show, and it was a very black show, too, if I can put that out there. It wasn't just a watered-down Beyonce concert. Destiny's Child, the other two from the group came out. Jay-Z performed a song with her, and her sister performed with her. And she brought in a couple special guests. But it was a really, really good show. So just wanted to put that out there because it was such a big news story last week. And I know I'd talked about it before, but, I'm not a Beyonce fan, so I don't have a lot to add to it. But I could just tell you it was a really good show visually. And she, kind of did her thing on that. So shout out to them. Prince's heirs have sued Walgreens.
Well, I'm a fan. I have to put that out. Listen, we can't have nobody listening to the show and say, "What? They don't like Deep?"
Kathleen's not a fan.
Listen, I'm a fan. I am a fan. I am a Beyonce fan. Yes, I am. Hello.
I have much respect for her. She sings and dances her butt off. Her stage show, every time I've seen her, was pretty much on point. So I have to. Even times that you watch people trip and fall and stuff on their shows, even doing Destiny Child, but they still kept it moving. Kept it professional, kept it moving. So there you go. I don't think I've ever seen a bad performance from her. I'm sure she's had them. I haven't seen them. So, I might become a fan. The whole Janet Jackson tour, I announced I would say I'm more of a Janet Jackson fan. But anywho, it has to be back when I was watching music a little bit more closely. I haven't with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, Prince's heirs have sued Walgreens and the Illinois hospital that treated him when he suffered from that opioid overdose, alleging that the doctor and various pharmacists failed to provide Prince with reasonable care and contributed to his death. Now, the wrongful death suit filed in Cook County, Illinois, alleged that a doctor, a pharmacist at Trinity Medical Center in Illinois failed to treat him. An investigation of Prince's April 15, 2016 overdose is what they're saying, and that he died as a direct cause of one or more of their deviations from the standard of care. So it accuses Walgreens and that pharmacy and two of its Minnesota branches of dispensing prescription medications not valid for legitimate medical purposes. So authorities said that it was likely that Prince didn't know that he was taking a dangerous drug, which was laced in counterfeit pills made to look like a generic version of the painkiller Vicodin. So the sources of those pills is unknown, and no one has been charged in his death. But a week before he died, Prince passed out on a flight home from Atlanta in a private plane, made an emergency stop. The musician had been revived with two doses of a drug that reversed the side effect of opioid overdose. So they're saying that those counterfeit Vicodin pills had fentanyl in them. And Prince didn't know. Somebody's getting sued.
Yeah.
And I say they should be sued. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody should go to jail, too. But although his doctor was investigated and he paid a $30,000 fine, and they're not bringing charges against him. Just because they found out that
really?
He had, I think when they raided, yeah, I think he cooperated with them and they raided his offices. Like they said, they had random checks of his offices and they found whatever. But since he voluntarily did it, they let him pay a fine. So he paid a $30,000 fine. But he
okay.
died from counterfeit Vicodin. I don't know how you go to Walgreens and get counterfeit anything. I guess when you ask for the generic, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't know either.
A whole nother story. Yeah. Now, after just a few,
I know.
It's sad that anybody dies, but it is sad when you die because of somebody else's negligence. That's a whole nother story. Now, just a few. After a few episodes, the show Last OG has been renewed by TBS. The Tracy Morgan-led base series co-stars Tiffany Haddish and is produced by Jordan Peele. And the series was picked up by TBS after it was originally developed for FX. And Cedric the Entertainer is also in that show, but it has been picked up for a second season. I know you haven't seen it because it just started. I think they're only a couple of episodes in. It's okay. It's about Tracy Morgan. He gets out of jail after whatever, and Tiffany has moved on, and she was pregnant before he went in, so he has some twins, and his adjustment to the outside and his ex, who's actually in a relationship with somebody else. But anyway, check it out. TBS, and of course it comes on about 10 o'clock at night because who knows what kind of cursing they do in that show. But it's late night.
What's
TBS.
What's the name of it?
The Last OG.
Last OG. Okay. Anybody watch In Contempt?
No, I haven't seen that. And I've seen the previews for In Contempt, but I've never watched it. Is it a good show?
It's great. I watched it first time. I'm fading. I'm going to have to go in a minute because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm writhing over here like in pain. But I watched it last
night. We have 2 minutes in the program anyway.
Night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I watched it last night. It's actually very good. Oh, you know, it's a lawyer show, so it's not going to, of course I'm going to like it, but it was good. Not only entertaining, but it gives you that taste of the law and,
mm-hmm.
You know, what goes on with DAs and so forth, with all the plea bargaining and everything. It really gives a nice sense of what that life is really like for the defendant, you know, which
uh-huh.
is something that we really have to get on top of. But anyway,
and
the acting is excellent. Really,
and what
excellent.
Stage? What,
and then,
what
you know,
channel does it come on?
I believe BET.
Okay. All right.
Black Entertainment Television. All right. Well,
okay.
I can't take it. I'm about to fight somebody over here.
Okay. Don't go fight him.
Did you talk about Cosby already?
No.
Not gonna.
Did you want to talk? No. Did you want to talk about it before you pass out? Or do you want
yeah.
to talk about the next show?
That might wake me up.
Okay, let me do this really quickly before we do Cosby because we're going out on Cosby. Now, Jurnee Smollett, I guess is how you pronounce the name, Bell, is selected to lead an HBO new show, a supernatural race. I guess it's a racial drama called Lovecraft Country. Now, Jordan Peele is executive producer of that. Not only is he doing Last OG, he is now doing her project as well, so through his Monkey Paw Productions. So Jordan Peele has a lot of things on the table, and he's also doing the Spike Lee movie. Spike Lee's directing a movie called The Black Klansman that's coming out soon and executive produced by Jordan Peele. So Jordan Peele is doing that, and Forrest Whitaker is starring in an upcoming drama called The Godfather of Harlem. And, of course, it's
really?
Talking about Bumpy Johnson, yeah, in the 60s and how, you know, when Bumpy got out of jail, he had to take on the Genovese crime family to regain control and how he formed alliance with Malcolm X and all this other stuff. But they're not shooting that one until, I guess, during the summer or something. So they hope the premiere – they haven't set a premiere date, but it will be 2019 when they finally put that out. And also Jada Pinkett and her mother and her daughter is doing a Facebook show, a live show. It's going to start Monday, May 7th, and they're just going to talk about different topics and reveal three different point of views of their personal experience and thoughts about today's compelling issues. So Jada Pinkett Smith also is doing a new show. All right, so before you pass out, because, you know,
yeah,
before I hit before I hit the outro music, give it to us on Cosby, because you know I'm not really feeling this too much. Yo.
Right. So this afternoon at about 1:30 p.m., my phone starts blowing up, and I was in a staff. I was in a meeting, but I looked at it, and it said Bill Cosby found guilty on all, I believe, four counts and allegations of sexual abuse and harassment. And they're saying that there's a possibility that he will spend the rest of his life in jail. That was basically the article that I read. So they'd start, you know, they were throwing around the number 10, you know, 10 years and all sort of stuff. And if you all remember, at the first trial, the jury was deadlocked, and they had one person testify. This time, because it was a hung jury, so this time they had five individuals testify against him, and the jury came back with a guilty verdict. So Cliff Huxtable has been found guilty. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. So for the purposes of your audience, I was in Kenya for 2 weeks. Nairobi, Kenya, and Mombasa, Kenya. And the time there is 7 hours ahead. So basically my body is saying you've been up for 24 hours because, you're right. So I fall asleep at about 6 o'clock. That's why I have to leave work early, because I don't want to fall asleep while I'm driving. I fall asleep after I get tired at 6 o'clock in the evening. And I wake up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. Oh, excuse me, but it's all, you know, pitch black outside. So I just like trying to go back to sleep, but it ain't working.
It's not working at all.
It's not working. This is the longest I've had jet lag. But I guess it was 2 weeks I was there, so a little over 2 weeks. So I guess
enough time to get acclimated into being there. So, you know, we get supposed to be tired.
It was awesome though. So hopefully, you know, maybe on your next show you'll give me a little time where I could talk about it.
Okay, I can do that. But I let you do the cold hard facts part, because this kind of sucks, because he's like the new OJ. And we're going to really have to talk about that, because no black man can go in front of a jury more than once and not be found guilty. I'm going to tell you how much
like
crap.
Rewind. Let's do that again. Let's do that until y'all get it right.
I'm just saying. Like, whatever to the fact that they were going to keep trying that food until they got him. And, you can run already. You know, Janice Dickerson? What's her name? The model. She was found when she was testifying. She was one of the people testify. And then right on the stand, they said, oh, yeah, she fabricated the stuff with Cosby in her book. They should have charged her butt and threw her butt in jail, too. But still, Beverly he gets convicted.
Johnson.
No, he's not Beverly Johnson.
Beverly? Oh.
Nope. I'm talking about, what's her name, the woman who was on the reality show, supposed to be a supermodel, really decrepit little... Never mind. Anyway, well, I guess I shouldn't say her name after I said that. But anyway, don't know her name. Forget her. Whatever. And peace out. We will talk about this next week on the next show. Check it out. Go get some rest, commish.
I'm so glad. Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
All right. In between yawns. All right. We will see you again next week on Esprit Dad News.